On the 23rd of March, Marcella Kokko, together with several co-accused, appeared in the Middelburg Magistrates Court on charges of corruption, fraud and money laundering. ALTA is busy to compile a series of research reports on the co-accused of Kokko to better understand their roles and where they fit in with the criminalities that were identified at Kusile Power Station regarding the contract between Eskom and ABB. The first statement in this series is on Thabo Owen Mokoena, who is listed as accused number 8, and his two companies, Lihago EPC and Lihago Consolidated, listed as accused numbers 9 and 10 respectively. In a plea agreement between the United States Department of Justice and ABB, it was admitted by ABB that they paid bribes to land the 2.4 billion rand control and instrumentation contract at Kusile Power Station in 2015. The plan was to appoint Lihago as a subcontractor of ABB, and with payments to this subcontractor, money would be made available to be passed on to Marcella Kokko, and in that way, ABB would secure the main contract. Lihago and Thabo Mokoena were used as the vehicle to pay these bribes, but an alleged fallout between Mokoena and Kokko resulted in the appointment of a new subcontractor to fulfill this role. In its time as an ABB subcontractor, Lihago was paid approximately 96 million rand, which was to be shared with Marcella Kokko. ALTA's research shows that Thabo Mokoena was politically connected to prominent politicians and had some high-profile business partners. At the time when ABB appointed Lihago as their subcontractor, the directors were Smundna Mokoena, the erstwhile CEO and later chairperson of NERSA, Sekhutsane Siopa, the general manager of Kelvin Power Station, Bright Laka, a prominent businessman, and of course Thabo Mokoena. In July 2020, President Ramaphosa appointed Mokoena as the deputy chairperson of the presidential task team overseeing the reorganization of the State Security Agency. He was on the board of the Government Employees Pension Fund and served as an advisor for several ministers. He was at the age of 28 appointed as the first CEO of Selga and also served on the boards of several SOEs. His other business partners included Colin Machila, a former Eskom board member and acting CEO, former Premier of the Northern Cape, Manny Dipiko, and the current Managing Director of Chancellor House, Mokgopori Mokoena. ALTA will keep a close eye on this, on State versus Kokko and others, to see whether Kokko and Mokoena will turn on each other, and to see if the other Lihago directors will be charged, and of course what evidence ABB will present to the court. The matter is due back in court on 4 September 2023.